Day 32. Notifications. American Red Cross. Romans 12, verse 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. The Apostle Paul was trying to put in place a caring system among Christian believers in Rome. Paul knew that this kind of concern could only be formed when a community is willing to equally share each other's joys and burdens. The JFK strike group has a caring community much like the one the apostle pleaded for in Rome. That system is activated when we receive official notification from the American Red Cross. We receive hundreds of Red Cross messages when we are deployed. They are our official means of notification from family members back home. Family members generally send us three kinds of messages through the Red Cross: deaths, births, and welfare and comfort checks. Though our religious ministry team processes all Red Cross messages, we don't make all notifications. Some messages contain the notation, "Serviceman unaware," and will take the news hard. Please make sure a chaplain is present to make the notification. Departments make some notifications, but even when chaplains make them, the support group on the JFK is extremely important. That special support, called Shipmate, instantly shifts into high gear. This support group is especially important because we are away from our families and friends back home. We understand firsthand the Apostle Paul's admonishment to rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. Our plea: Lord, help me always my brothers and sisters' burdens to share, to be on the lookout for ways to show to my shipmates I indeed do care. When they are in need, I want them to know that's important to me. But my concerns must not be in a corner, but public, for the entire ship to see. Questions to consider. Have I taken time out of my day to help others? How can I demonstrate that I sincerely care about others? Reflection for the day. Consider the comfort we have received from God and other people.